What is going on? You are watching and listening to Tags Live, aka Talk About Gay Sex, the live edition here every Wednesday night, celebrating 6 years of podcasting of sex positivity. I am your host, Stevie, alongside Cody Maurice Doggett. How the hell you doing, Cody?
Hello, darling. I'm doing wonderful. It's so lovely to have you back in your beautiful studio you got going on over there. You're looking real cute. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much. Yes, been traveling the world, all around the world. Lisa Stansfield, my favorite. Yeah, exactly. Just left Vegas and had such a great time. If you heard the last episode, episode 447, I was living my best life, from a podcasting conference to going out. So much fun, but happy to be back in New York City where I belong right now. We have to initially shout out to David Geffen, media mogul, music legendary David Geffen. We talked about it in the past where he was seen with former gay porn star Brandon Foster, aka Donovan Michaels, where he posted, if you remember, during the holidays, of him in a remote island and living their best life. And then he quickly pulled it down. And many speculated as, why did he pull that down? Well, honey, Cody, he just got married to that guy. Congratulations are in order for David Geffen and former gay porn star Donovan Michaels, who reportedly married over the weekend in Beverly Hills. The news comes from gossip columnist Roger Friedman. Sources tell them that David Geffen got married over the weekend. David Geffen is 80 years old, a billionaire, wed his 30-year-old boyfriend, Donovan Michaels, in Beverly Hills. The couple attended a small ceremony, which was held in a shroud of secrecy. Well, so I think this is really exciting because where we were talking about it recently, Cody, on him being really like secretive about this, now he clearly is living his best
life.
Putting it all out there. And I think he just came to the conclusion, like, I love this man. It is what it is. Aww. I'm living my best life. And they are in love, and on the heels of Madonna, 64, with her young 27-year-old boyfriend, I think I'm headed in this direction too. I am going to be with a very youngin at some point, and it is going to be what it is, of age.
And I mean, yeah, I get that, yeah.
And I just think, who's to say we have one life to live, Cody? Yes, are you here for this or not?
So I'm here for it. However, I am just jealous of Brandon because I was trying to lock down Daddy Geffen. Me and Joe were going to be in a throuple with Daddy Geffen, and we were going to be living our best life on the boat because he's a smart man and he runs a music company. I want to be on his record label. Okay. Call me David Geffen because I want to be your sugar baby. Okay. All right. I got a whole boyfriend too. So we both become as a package. So yeah, I'm here for it. I'm not jealous. I promise.
I love it. I think live your best life. I think it's so cool for him. I'm so happy for them. And congratulations to David Geffen and his new husband. Yeah. Congratulations.
Is there room for two more?
Hey, you never know. Live on this Wednesday night, as we are live every Wednesday night on the Vocal VOKL platform. We are in front of a live audience and we want to hear from you. So put your comments in the comments section and we will continue to read away and drop you into the show. Well, everybody is talking about Cody Diplo for a recent podcast guesting he did on a show where he claimed for sure he's been sucked off by a guy. And essentially, he admitted that he's been blown by a guy before. That was the exclusive he gave to Emily Ratajkowski. Did I get that right?
Radakowski.
Yeah. This was on her podcast recently. And although the DJ does not confirm how it happened or specify about the incident, he does confirm for sure it's happened. He continues to explain, quote, "I don't know if it's a gay, if it's gay, unless you like may have eye contact, but there was a blowjob happening. Getting a blowjob's not that gay," I think he said. Oh, he went on to, so he said a lot of things, Cody. I'm not even going to.
He said a lot of things.
He said a lot of things that he could actually be in a long-term relationship with a guy and be connected to a guy, and he could think of a couple guys that he's been around before that he could actually be in these long-term relationships with. Do you think that he was all over the place? We're going to dissect a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or do you think
so much
he was,
to unpack.
Or do you think he was throwing a bone, because everybody's talking about this right
literally.
Now. Was he throwing a bone literally to the LGBT community to expand his ever-growing audience?
So I think that he needs to do some exploration as far as his sexuality is concerned, because admitting that you got a blowjob from a guy one time, that's not necessarily gay. If you say also in the same instance that you think that you could possibly be in a relationship with a man long term, then that might make you gay. I don't know. I'm not trying to put gay on Diplo. There's the sexuality is a wide and varied spectrum. And I think that there's room for all of us here in the LGBTQ umbrella. So if he would like to join us, I'm more than happy to have him. I think that he just needs to do a lot of exploring. It sounded to me when he was speaking that he almost didn't want to let go of his straightdom, basically, because he was saying a lot of things like, "Oh, if you don't look them in the eye, it's not gay." Who said, what rule book is he looking at that it's not gay if you don't look them in the eye? I got a gay handbook in the other room. It does not say that. So.
I agree with you. I think he opened up a can of worms on purpose in many ways, because I think that he knew what he was saying, and then I truly believe that he probably thinks that to be gay today is cool, and he's only expanding his audience. I was having a conversation before I got my hair cut today, all tight and nice.
You look good, girl.
And you know, you can have some of the best conversations with your barbers. I have some of the best conversations with my Russian Jewish barber. Shout out to Ellie on 23rd Street here in Man-Made Barber in New York City. We 9 times out of 10 disagree, but we have some of the most best constructive arguments about politics and life in general. And we were talking about this. He said that he had a client come in earlier that day that said, who is doing really well, is self-identified as heterosexual. And this client came in and said, "You know what? I think I want to be gay." In which my barber said, "What? What do you mean you want to be gay?" He backed it up with, "To be gay right now is totally respected and given a lot of credit." And I think either A, he heard this Diplo story in that it's putting it out there, because right now in certain circles, you know, Diplo's only playing in Miami, in places like Mykonos, in places like, where did I tell you, in Spain?
Ibiza.
Places, New York, LA, liberal cities. So it's cool to be gay, quote unquote, gay, open-minded like that. I think Diplo knew exactly what he was doing when he said this, because he knew that we were all going to talk about it. And so I think that this client of my barber was also under that spectrum, because he's thinking it's really cool to be gay right now if you're in certain circles. This guy lives in New York City. Diplo plays in very progressive cities. So It is kind of cool. It isn't cool if you're in Florida, if you're in Texas, if you're in certain parts of the world.
Tennessee.
It is not Tennessee. Thank you very much. Yeah. So
I can see that. I think that we deal with a lot of stuff too, though. So I think that it takes a lot of balls to be gay. There's so much that you, it's not a life for that you live very easily. I think that because we are kind of almost sequestered and like we are othered. So I feel like that we just have a lot to deal with as far as being gay and coming to terms with our sexuality. And honestly, I feel like that is what Diplo is happy with Diplo right now, actually.
Yeah.
I was going to say that women are allowed the opportunity to explore their sexuality more than men. So I think that that is something that should be expanded to men as well, because two women kissing or another woman going down on another woman, then that doesn't necessarily make them anything. It means that they're exploring. So I can't wait for the day that we as men can kiss and hug and show affection and it not mean necessarily that we're gay.
But that's where I kind of think, I think you're a little bit even behind the times of today, that if you're in certain circles of today, we can't help but report on sports figures coming. No, sports figures coming out left and right, like all the time. And I feel like right now, if you're like a Diplo, and I repeat, mm-hmm. playing in Vegas, which I just came back from, and places where it's very liberal minded, it might be a good thing to throw a bone to, and maybe he really is exploring this, and that's great. We are not here to question anybody's sexuality and what they are exploring, but he put it out there. We're going to talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have one question for you, though.
One question. We got to move on because we got to get to our next
topic. I know. I'm so sorry. I apologize. If you were going down on somebody and they didn't want to look you in the eye, would you continue to suck their dick or would you just get up and go?
I go to places where I can't even see their eyes when they're on my dick. Oh. So, you know, that's not a biggie. But he did say he could. But regardless of that, he did say he could be in a long-term relationship with some of the guys that he's met in the past. And that alone tells me there's emotion involved with that.
Yeah.
And when there's emotion, there is a potential relationship. So
that's right.
Yeah.
I would get up and go if he wouldn't look me in the eye. I might even nip my teeth on his dick a little bit just to make him.
Do you need guys to look up in your eyes when they're sucking on your dick?
Yes, darling. It's all about that connection, darling.
I love it. I love it. We want to know how you feel on the Diplo situation. You can always reach out to us live. We're live right now. So simply put comments in the comment section. Otherwise, talk back to us. You can always DM us on our Instagram page at Tags Podcast. Moving on, you know, Cody, I couldn't help but this story. We have to talk about it. Little Nas X apologized after joking about transitioning. Okay, hear me out. Little Nas X found himself in hot water with some people in the trans community after making a joke about transitioning. The rapper posted a photo to Twitter of a glamorous looking woman who looked a little bit like him. Little Nas X captioned the image, quote, "The surgery was a success," suggesting he'd undergone gender affirming procedures. He was only kidding. However, some did not see the funny side of it. One Twitter user said that Little Nas X has, as a cis gay man, should not be using transitioning as a punchline. They wrote, "You're a gay cis male. Why are you making transitioning a punchline of a joke?" And at first, the "Call Me By Your Name" star was defensive, and he posted a follow-up tweet saying, quote, "I'm literally just saying she looks like me. Y'all cannot be fucking serious." However, after a while and deleting some of the tweets, he posted an apology. Quote, "Apologies to the trans community. I definitely handled the situation with anger instead of considering why it was not cool. Much love to you guys. Sorry." Well, he did do that, but some were really not accepting that, one person even wrote, baby, this apology ain't it. You need to apologize to the trans community in material ways that include money, sharing your platform to raise awareness, and just keep it. This is fake as hell. In which Lil Nas X wrote, girl, eat my ass. So Cody, you know, is this much ado about nothing? Or do you think that, you know, I think he was just making a comment about it. Yeah. And he is a person he's a high profile person. But I would agree that within our own community, he's gay. I think he's self-identified as gay. That we can always learn within our own community, particularly towards the trans community. And I did believe that it was all in fun. Mm-hmm. I do think that Isis King model came out afterwards and said, we're focusing on the wrong thing. You should not be mad at Lil Nas X. You should be mad at the larger issue. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, I agree with Isis. I want to start off by saying that we should always support our trans folks and defer to them when it concerns their community, because they have the knowledge of what is offensive and what is not offensive. That being said, I saw a bunch of people in support, trans folks, in support of Lil Nas X, saying that this tweet wasn't really that transphobic. I think what the issue was is that it opened up the trans community and the gay community at large to scrutiny from transphobic people. So I get that part. I'm glad that he apologized. I'm glad he actually took a second and did some reflection and saw how it affected people. And he took the time to actually apologize to people. But I want to ask the question, do we want to let the haters out there affect how we interact with each other? I say no. I don't think that that's the way to go. I think that if it's all done in love, and because I think that person really did look like Lil Nas X, but only as a woman. it was kind of eerie. I was like taken aback at first. But I think that if it's all done in love and in fun, and if something wasn't meant to hurt them, then you should take it just as that.
Yeah, let's be honest that Twitter loves to come down and raise you up and smack you down. And this is where all of this occurred, Twitter. And so I think that, you know, take it with a grain of salt, if you will. I think that he did apologize. I think that it was done he is such a supporter of the community. I think that we can all learn from this, where we can't, maybe we take some of those jokes out of our repertoire when we're kind of quick to go to. I mean, there was a time and place where there was a club in San Francisco that in non-harm's way called themselves Tranny Shack. And it wasn't ever, but it was never meant to be that way. Yeah. And they changed the name to reflect of the times. We are all an evolving learning process. We're particularly Thor, you know, we have LG B and T. We are still evolving and bringing them in, and we want them in our acronym plus IA community. And so give us a minute. I think he said that in, you know, he meant that not in any harmful way, but it does get us to think about when you make jokes like that. And I think that he did. Now, I do think he clapped back a little too quickly and kind of almost took back the sorry, not sorry. And he probably should have just let it go, because people are going to come for you when you post on Twitter. Come on. It's the name of the game. That's what people do. So yeah,
I love the eat my ass, though. I thought it was great.
Yeah, we have time for one comment, if you could read it, before we bring on our special guest.
Eli says, in response to Diplo and him saying that he kind of affecting that he would be gay, Eli says he should try living in rural Pennsylvania. And 2 months ago, he was at the supermarket with His Jesus, which I guess is his partner, and he had a women in their mid-60s tell him that it was bad enough that he was the F word, but he should at least date his own kind.
Got it. Okay. I think we are ready for our special guest. I'm hoping he is ready. Is he ready?
It doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like he's ready for us. Let's wait till he's ready. So more comments on that. I think, you know, in response to that, I just wish he didn't double down. How do you feel about him doubling down a little bit about that? You know, because I think Lil Nas X is a little like feisty with it.
Oh, yeah. I think it came from a place that he just wanted to say he got defensive. And that's something that you really can't do in these instances. When you feel like when a community feels like you've offended them and they express to you that you've offended them, then you have to take stock of what it is and what you said and then really kind of reflect on what exactly offended them and how you can make strides to make your communication with that person even more effective and take you to the next level, basically, of communication. Because I think that when you get defensive, then that's when you say things that you don't really mean. So I'm so excited to talk about this. It's so salacious. So Republican Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally has confirmed that for a little while, meaning a long while, he has been liking and leaving comments on social media photos of an openly gay Tennessee man who often poses nearly naked. McNally, who is also a member of the state Senate and serves as its head, has left numerous comments on Franklin McClure's Instagram photos with phrases such as "love it" and heart and flame emojis. One comment actually reads, "Finn, you can turn a rainy day into rainbows and sunshines." Can he call my boyfriend and tell him that he needs to be leaving messages like that on my Instagram post? He is such a sweet daddy.
I mean, good. Yeah.
I was going to say, McNally and his press spokesperson are now trying to explain McNally's online behavior by casting him as an elderly grandpa who doesn't understand how to use the internet, which is ridiculous.
One question. Where is McNally from again? You said it before.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Yes. And they're also trying to claim that McNally isn't really anti-gay, but despite his numerous anti-LGBTQ plus political positions.
So that's where the controversy rises, is that he got caught commenting with this boy. Yes. And apparently, from what I understand and doing a little bit more research on my own, is that what's the guy, Finn? What's his full name?
Franklin McClure. But Franklin, I guess he goes by Finn.
Okay. Finn has actually welcomed some of these comments. In other words, it's not unwelcome commentary. They may have had some sort of internet combo going on that is welcomed. And kudos to them for that.
They have more than that, I think, personally.
Okay. Well, I think, you know what I mean? But I think where the controversy lies is that this Tennessee lieutenant governor, he's voted so many times against LGBTQ plus rights.
Yeah.
And now he is caught.
Yes.
Red-handed, internet red-handed. And now he's trying to say, oh, this and that, this and that. And it's like, no, bitch, we have the receipts here. And he's apologizing. But what are you really apologizing for, mister? Yeah. I mean, are you apologizing for your commentary with this person? Do you believe that? Because if you do believe and you support this person that I believe is in our LGBTQ category.
They definitely are. I went to the Instagram and they are all the way gay. They are okay. Our sister, honey. Okay.
Like, gay all day. They are gay all day. That's a new thing. I'm surprised. Is there a gay all day? Come on now. There has to be a gay all day.
There has to be. Come on.
If you are gay all day and you are supporting gay all day, like in this instance, then you need to rescind your relook at people need to get on this Tennessee lieutenant governor and look at where he's voted against LGBTQ rights. And I know he has, and I think we all need to look at it. I'm going to post this on tagspodcast.com because I think we all need to stay on this. There is so much anti-hate towards drag. Currently, rights are being taken away towards drag trans in Tennessee. And this is the latest, greatest. We need to step up to the plate like we continue to talk about. I'm going to put my mouth right in and look into this right away because
where Finn put his mouth? No, I don't think so, right?
Well, you know I like feet, so I don't want to like get too crazy with it.
No, this is an insane story because he was actually using, I think he was using the lieutenant governor's Instagram account. It's actually really ridiculous that he wouldn't think that something like this would come back and bite him in the butt. But because he has been willy-nilly just liking this guy's posts and things of that nature and really just putting his true
colors,
his true feelings, his true colors out there for everybody to see. So it just really is amazing to me that he could be so adamant in voting against giving LGBTQ plus people their rights, but he himself has homosexual proclivities, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I definitely know what you're saying. And I just think the hypocrisy is a stench that I can smell in New York City here. And
we've got from Tennessee.
And we got a lot of stenches here in New York. I'm not going to lie. I love this city. Like, I love it like the back of my hole. But you know what I'm saying? No. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, thanks for that update. We will continue to report back on this pivotal, important story and stay on it. Moving on, we have a story that we had to talk about. Okay, pause. I will edit this because I can't find that story.
You want me to send it to you?
Yes, please. And the beauty of editing. This whole show is going to be edited tomorrow. God damn it.
You're fine. We're fine.
Fucking damn it. I hate crap like this. But it is what it is, people. Not record. Right. This will not be on the show.
This is not recorded.
Oh, no, because I'll know how I get like really upset with this stuff. I think I can find it. Oh, here it is. There, I got
you
it.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Just about to hit send.
All right. Well, we love to give advice, relationships or sex advice on this show. And, you know, you can always reach out to us. You can reach out to us on our Instagram account. DM us @tagspodcast, or simply go to tagspodcast.com and email us via that route because we love giving solicited or unsolicited advice at all times. This one comes from a Reddit thread and it reads, anyone else experience repeated eye contact with a stranger? Okay, so Cody, they write, do you guys ever just meet someone who makes eye contact with you but never actually interacts with you? Ever since high school and now as a college student, there's always a time when someone and I make eye contact occasionally. Usually they're not in my class and we'd see each other in the hallways, cafeteria, or waiting for the bus, and we would make occasional eye contact. I'm a very reserved person and I have never thought about making an interaction or maybe too scared to. And in my head, I've always want the other person to make the first move. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just scared and I'm going to misinterpret the situation and thinking they're into me. Well, now in college, there's this guy who was in my class last semester. I mean, I noticed him halfway into the semester. He is obviously attractive and masculine, but it's not like I ever look at him or stare at him. I was towards the end of the semester when suddenly made eye contact. And when we do, it takes a few 3 to 5 seconds from a distance or different table groups. Since then, these types of things have happened to me throughout the years. I've gotten this habit that I have to break eye contact first. I don't know what it is. I might be the problem because this seems to follow me wherever I go. The semester were the same guy mentioned previously, not in the same class, but I've seen him twice, either walking in the halls or just seeing him outside. And there's just something about our eye contact. I don't know what it is, but I've been trying to avoid it, and I'm trying to break it first. The first time I saw him from a distance, I realized from my peripheral vision that he did look at me, but I looked away as fast as I could, hopefully before he looked over my direction. The closest thing I've ever done to talking to someone first was back in middle school, and it wasn't even directly. I pretended to do something else via chat, and I asked him about me, and apparently he was straight, and he just thought I was attractive, and that he wished he had a straight hair like mine, but that was it. Oh my goodness, okay, TMI. That's why going through high school and now college, I'm of the belief that straight guys either just find me a little attractive, somehow jealous, want the attention, or simply homophobic and or looking at me in disgust, laughing out loud. For instance, I can tell that I have more feminine sides because of my voice. So maybe some guys realize that I'm not straight and they think, this goes on and on, you guys. I think what he's really saying is, I'm going to read the final statement, but yeah, yes. I don't know what it is. What do you suggest? Or can you share your experience too? I wanted to know if this sort of thing ever happens to other people. I need to take a deep breath. But
yes. Can we breathe together?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's very interesting with eye contact, and when you get I love eye contact, Cody, with people.
Uh-huh.
And I can honestly say in Puerto Vallarta on my recent holidays, okay, that there was a guy that I saw at a restaurant that my sister and I went to, not in the gay area. It was really remote area of Puerto Vallarta. This guy was with his girlfriends, and he kept looking over, and I kept looking back at him. Cut to my sister's condo on the rooftop, and the same group of people, including him, are on the rooftop. I said to my sister, oh my God, that's that guy that we saw at the restaurant. He, at the end of it, came over to me and said, hey, were you guys at that restaurant the other day? And I said, yes, exactly. And so we had that contact, that eye contact that you get, that's very sexy and exciting to me when you get that. I love that when you get that between two people. It's exhilarating. It says, it may or may not say that something is about to happen, but it's just an acknowledgement, and that alone makes me really excited, Cody. The last thing I'll say is I hung out with a guy that was totally straight at this podcast convention in Vegas. I have a knack for finding these kind of guys. He said hi to me when I walked around the corner, and he and I hung out the rest of the night buying each other, free drinks, because drinks
were
free.
Was it Diplo?
It was not Diplo. He lives in New York. He works in the podcast industry in a different capacity than I do. He's not a host, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
We had so much fun together. I can't wait to hang out with him here in New York City. He's straight. I'm gay. But it was a connection, and it was so exhilarating and fun for me. Of course, I wanted more to happen with him, but it's not going to happen.
I mean, he's straight, so.
He's straight, yeah.
There it is.
Back to the eye contact thing. Where are you with this? And then I'll weigh in more.
So as someone who is physically arresting, I'm going to say.
You are, darling. You are.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I've had this happen to me a lot, actually. And I think that when you see, you connect, you have someone that is looking at you and you make eye contact with them and you forge that connection, then you owe it to yourself to actually go over there and say something to them, strike up a conversation, make sure that you are engaging with that person and not even necessarily in a romantic
or sexual
nature. Just try and see, feel things out a little bit is what I would suggest to this person. Because when I was much, 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 much younger and living in Virginia, I was walking through the mall and with two of my friends, as one does back in the 1800s.
Not the mall.
The mall, honey. I was a mall rat back in the day. It was amazing. I love all things the mall. Back to the story. Yeah, he was looking at me. He was staring at me. And I turned to my friends. I was like, what is going on? I don't understand. Should I even go talk to him? And I went over to him and he was straight. But he must have found something in me or saw something in me that he found, you know, arresting, attractive. And we didn't really become friends after that. But I think that if I would have not taken that chance, then I would have regretted it. Because you never know what can happen from things that happen like that, instances like that.
I agree with you. I think that you made the right decision to do that. So what are you really saying regarding this storyline? So
I'm saying
you can't take eye contact too seriously, but it is a prerequisite to a potential
explore. I'm saying exploration. Explore. Yes. I'm saying that cruising is a lost art at this point because of the apps and things like that, that you owe it to yourself that if you are actually in someone's presence that finds you attractive, and they do because they're looking at you, so that you owe it to yourself to go over and talk to that person and see where the basis of that attraction is coming from. It could be completely platonic. It could be sexual. It could be any number of things. But I think that you owe it to yourself to go over there and say hi and see what it could lead to.
And I'm going to double down on that because I set an intention almost every single day to have a connection with those that I come in contact with. And it could be people on the street here in New York City. It could be people in my elevator. It could be people when I was in Vegas and I was in the casino. People that I probably would never have any reason to be in contact with. Mm-hmm. When I set that intention, Cody, 9 times out of 10, I have some of the most lovely interactions of people. And even if I'm not in that mood, there'll be times where I'll connect with somebody and they're in that mood and they'll snap me out of it and remind me that this is a beautiful thing to be in connection with somebody. So there, the last night, or the last day of Vegas, for example, there was a guy I got my Starbucks coffee for me and for my friend and I.
Okay.
And I was going up and I was very tired and sleepy and knew I was going to be on a 6-hour flight back home to New York City, not really feeling it. And this guy was overly talkative and saying, what a beautiful day this is. I'm paraphrasing what he was saying.
How early was it, girl? Because, girl, I don't know if I could do that. You know me, okay?
It was like 10:30 a.m. So not okay, crazy.
That's too early for me, okay? All right.
I know, but but when you set that intention, like I love to often set that intention of connecting with those that I'm going to be in contact with, it inevitably sets a beautiful tone of a beautiful connection. And it comes in different ways. Yes. And I do this all the time with new people, with longstanding friendships, and it makes my longstanding friendships and loved ones that much more connected. And I know we're going to hear more from Craig Cullinane, who's going to be on our show next week, who we tried to have on our show, who's going to probably talk a little bit more about this. But
he's so sweet.
It's something that I hold near and dear. And I love eye contact in the gay community.
You don't want to live with regret, so you go and do your thing.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely could not end a show without one of our favorite segments that is by straightupgayporn.com. And what they do every week is they produce some of the best gay porn stars, and they ask the question, who took the best photo or video of the week? This week, it was of 21 gay porn stars, and they shouted out to last week's winner, and I love that they shouted out to the winner of last week.
Of course, he was your pick.
Loc Rios received the most votes in last week's poll, and I'm so happy for him because he's so sexy with his Pikachu hat. But Cody, did you have a favorite? And in an audio podcast, can you vividly describe why you are picking the one you are picking? And by the way, listener audience, you can go to tagspodcast.com and vote for your favorite. But listen to why we're picking ours in an auditory fashion.
Yes, darling. Well, first of all, I think I know who you're going to pick. And
I love that you know me.
I know I say this every week, but because he was my first choice, but then I was like, okay, Steve is going to pick him, so I have to pick a new person. So my vote this week goes to Leo Grand, which, you know, it was between him and one other person, and it should come as no surprise that this one won out because it's a butt shot. If anyone knows me, they know I love a butt shot. And it's it's actually a whole shot. But because he's on the bed with his all this luscious bedding all
around. Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
He's so cute.
Puckered up.
He's in my favorite position. He's looking back at the camera. He's got his ass in the air with that beautiful butt. He's on all fours, and that's my favorite position. Actually, he's on all threes, and he's got one hand just opening and spreading that luscious booty for everybody to see, and he's looking so adorable. So Leo Grand is my pick for this week.
Very good description. Thank you very much. We want to hear from you. We'll post this on tagspodcast.com. And by the way, when you go through it, please vote because it keeps Straight Up Gay Porn's going strong on that. Nice. I have two of them. My runner-up is Sean Xavier. Sean Xavier is wearing red. He's got like his tank top that, you know, when you pull behind your head and it accentuates your beautiful chest. He's a beautiful black man with beautiful hairy chest, great abs. And he's got these red shorts on and his dick is perpendicular, like plastered downwards, and it's so thick by his thick thigh. It's such a beautiful. Did you see that one, Cody?
Oh my God, he looks stellar. He's got a gap in his teeth. His dick is fat and delicious. Oh, Sean Xavier is a gorgeous man.
And the smile alone looks like he's so nice. And you know, for me, I'm about niceness as much as I am about sexiness. He looks like he would be a nice fuck.
He looks like he's in the business of pleasing. And I
thank
think
you. But number one goes to Sir Pita.
Oh, what?
Because of his thick ass cock. And I did a little more research, and he's lying back with a fur brow, beard, and the dick is thick from the base all the way up to the top. You don't find that often where it's that thick from the base to the tip. And I did a little more research, and the way he fucks is like hardcore, and people are thanking him for the thickness of his beautiful cock.
It's like a beer can.
It's a beer can from from the head of the beer to the bottom of the beer. It's a total beer can. And I have not seen a beer can in a minute. And I am all about this beer can. I'm like, oh.
you're choking in
it. I'm choking on it, and I'm all here for it. So cheers to him for his beer can. We want to know what you think. And again, you can go to tagspodcast.com and vote for yourself. We want to thank you for listening, and thank you for, you know, we will have our special guest Craig Cullinane back next week. For sure. Thanks for being a listener. We have all brand new hot topic shows next week for you. You can listen. You can follow my co-host. He's a life coach at KMD Coaching. KMD Coaching. But follow him on his personal account for some sexy, titty, shirtless, almost naked pose.
I'm gonna do the Sean Xavier.
Yeah. Follow him at Mr. Maurice. Mr. Maurice. I love saying that. Follow me at @IM_SteveV. @IM_SteveV. Thank you for the new follows. Follow us, of course, on the show on all social media platforms @TagsPodcast. And in the meantime, Cody, continue having
hot gay sex.